This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us, with me. You know, I know there's, 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen mine, and I'm good with that. Seriously. Anyway, I really honestly do appreciate the time you're spending with us, and listen, get involved in the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, get involved with people smarter than I am. Guaranteed, once you get up there, you'll figure that out. Or you can also head over to Facebook when we're up. We're up, when we're down, we're not. But you can listen to the show there, I think. Or at least you can talk to each other while you're there. Okay, so you ever have... people call them solicitors. I call them a name that I probably can't use on the radio. But, you know, it really is irritating that these guys want to call. They call you during dinner. They call you seven times in the middle of the day. It really just doesn't make me nuts. And years ago, there was this guy that put out a tape, you know, in the days of tapes. And he put out a tape so that you could actually play these recordings when you answered the phone and you knew it was a solicitor. And you would just laugh your butt off because of the background noise and the things going on in the background. There was one where the guy, people are knocking on the door. He's on the phone, and at some point he goes, "Hold on a second, will you?" And he puts the phone down. You hear a couple of shotgun blasts, people yelling, screaming, running away. And he goes, you know, he says, "I told you to stop coming to this door and singing outside on my porch. Get off my property." And he go back to the phone. He said, "The guy, I'm sorry. What were you saying? I got distracted." And you just can hear the telemarketer is like, did you just fire a gun? Yeah, not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Move on. You were selling what? And it would hang up on him. And I thought that was hilarious, but apparently somebody got really upset about it. And then before you knew it, they didn't allow that anymore. So anyway, there's a company, a website called the Jolly Roger Telco. And that's, Jolly Roger, ROGERTELCO.com. And you can purchase it. I mean, it's inexpensive. It is so inexpensive. I don't know how he even keeps the website up. And it will allow you to play, to have certain responses played when these people call you. And I think it's wonderful. I got the biggest kick out of it the first time I heard this thing. And it's a way of doing it. You know, they drive you nuts because they always call it the most inopportune moment. They only need a minute of your time, but they really don't need a minute. What they need is 20 minutes of your time. And so the one I have here, I think you'll get a kick out of. And how do you hang up on a woman that's trying to just get her kids in order, right? Here, take a listen to this. And these things, if you set it up right, they'll automatically play right after the telemarketer calls.
Hello? Hello. Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm a customer service manager for Page Home Service.
Hello.
I'm just following up.
Yes.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah.
My name is Stephanie. I'm a customer service manager for Page Home Services. Following up on a request for information that was made about a walk-in bathtub, the Vantage Therapeutic walk-in bathtub.
Don't you hate when they do that to you, though? Yeah, yeah, there was a request made. We talked to you 3 months ago, and you said that you would you were looking for a walk-in bathtub. You sure it was me? Yeah, we're pretty sure it was you. Yeah, I lost my legs in the war, so I'm sure it wasn't me. I love doing that to them. I know it's not nice, but whatever.
Can you get to the point?
Well, yeah. Would you want to schedule a free, no-obligation appointment for a technician to come out and give you a free bath assessment so you can get an exact quote right down to the penny?
Okay, yeah.
And that quote would be good for 45 days.
Yeah,
Mom.
Yeah.
Ma.
Okay. What?
Can you wash my leggings?
What are you... I can't do that. I just got home. What are you asking?
Well,
I'm making dinner. I know, but I'm making dinner. You've got to wait.
Well, what am I supposed to wear now?
Well, where do you have to wear them to?
I'm going out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm... hang on a second. Oh, you're going out when? What time? I need to know.
I'm in 10 minutes. Where are
you? 10 minutes? How am I supposed to get them ready? I'm going to have to look for
them.
Did you check upstairs in your room?
Yes.
Okay, go check another time.
What?
Just check another time.
I need to wear them in 10 minutes.
All right, so you'll find them. I'm pretty sure they're in your room. Check your brother's room.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello, I'm sorry. I'm completely distracted. I really didn't hear anything.
Yeah. How long do you think this person wants this sale so bad? This goes on for, a minute and a half? That was a minute and a half. A minute and a half. This goes on for 5 minutes. And the only thing I'll give credit to the telemarketer is she stays on the phone for 5 minutes. Do you know how much money she must be making to stay on a phone for 5 minutes with this craziness? And it goes back and forth with the kids and what have you and changing the channel on the TV set. And I can imagine this must really happen from time to time. But I went through and played some of these. They're hilarious. And I think you ought to give it a try. Look, the guy's not a sponsor or anything like this. But I thought it was just great. It's a way to get rid of these people. It's a way to get, I would say, I know this doesn't sound right, but it's a way to get back at them. And that doesn't bother me. I love that. I think that would be perfect. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. We come back, we talk about Rachel Maddow and how the woman is still stuck on the ropes. She just really doesn't get it. Her and Hillary must be drinking the same Kool-Aid. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do... appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're, you know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, let me know where I'm off, where I'm wrong. Doesn't happen that often, but it happens. For real. Anyway, the well, that's pretty cool. Rachel Maddow, and I gotta believe that she's on. I don't know why they keep her on. I'm trying to find excuses and reasons why they would allow her to be on. I can't. So Rachel, God love her. She She has been right on the mark. You know, I love these people that are screaming about how NBC has got it right. And for those of you who think, there's some that listen to the show kind of make fun, you know, that we were Fox News people and what are you going to do now? Fox is like number three and or number two or number three, whatever. And look at the other programs. They're coming up and they're doing better. And this is not doing better. Nothing has changed. What has changed at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, EFG, whatever? I mean, what has changed? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. What has changed, though, for real, in the real world, is Fox has gotten worse. I mean, they must be, those two boys running that network, Fox News, they must be being paid to tank it. Their bonus must be based on how far down the toilet they can shove that thing. What do you think? That's kind of the feeling I'm getting. Now, somebody was talking about how great Rachel Maddow was on Facebook, and I went back and forth. I couldn't get him to listen in or understand or listen or anything like that. And what I really love is Rachel's, is this what I think it is? Hold on. Rachel Maddow actually stuck up for Wiener. All right? And not only did she stick up for Wiener, but she also tried to make excuses or explain how his system got hacked. And that's how, what am I looking for here? And that's how those pictures got out there. You know, I'm trying to be delicate about this. So when she put this out there, come on, Rachel. Oh, yeah, she tried to say, like I said, she tried to say he was hacked. And she had an expert look at the pictures. I don't know what that means quietly and quite an expert look at the pictures. And you sit there and you think to yourself, where does she find you? This guy said that it was too pixelated, that it was grainy, and that, I don't know. I don't even know where to go with this. This is, she was so bad. Let me see if I can find this thing. She was so bad with, I had this. So here's a couple of her fails that we can have some fun with, okay? Because I got to have some fun or I'm gonna explode, as they say. Let me see, would that work?
And you would like to know what your TV looked like while you were out? Here you go. This was the news wallpaper today. Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner speaking more candidly to reporters about a picture he is accused of tweeting to a woman in Seattle on Friday. According to his accusers, most notably the bombastic conservative activist Andrew Breitbart, Representative Weiner sent this tweet right after he had appeared as a guest on this show. The picture was almost immediately deleted from his picture-sharing account online, along with every other picture there. Congressman Weiner says he was hacked, and that he did not send that picture.
He was hacked. There you go. And I'm sure she's going to be able to back this up and prove it, don't you think? I'm sure.
Final theory has to do with the photo sharing service that I was talking about earlier, YFrog. One way you can share a photo is by emailing it to your YFrog account. So you attach the picture to an email message. You write a message in the subject line.
She knows how to use this very well. Just saying.
If you're confused right now, don't worry. The important thing is to understand this. You alone are supposed to know your YFrog email address, which you can use to post pictures. One of our viewers pointed out today, however, it's not all that hard to generate a program that would try every possible combination using your Twitter name until you got the right email address.
So she's saying that they went out of their way to go after Weiner. Why? I don't know. Why would they single him out? Well, why would they even care? I've never understood this. It's remember, if this happened to a Republican, if this was Mitt Romney, they would be saying, "See, I told you he was scum. I told you he was a piece of dirt."
us to use the service to post pictures. That viewer who tweets as S-A-R-K-I-N-G mimicked that process today. She hacked a friend's account at Rumor Holmes, and from his account, from the account that she hacked into, she tweeted this picture to one of our producers.
In addition, over the past few years, I have engaged in several inappropriate conversations conducted.
So here she is beating her brains out to make it right for him. To show how, you know, he didn't do it. He was hacked, like he said. And then what do you see? Wiener comes out and says he did. This is not uncommon for these people. So when somebody says to me, Rachel Maddow said, Rachel Maddow did, MSNBC did, MSNBC said they've been caught in play. Well, listen, let's hear from Wiener. How's that?
To one of our producers.
In addition, over the past few years, I have engaged in several inappropriate conversations conducted over Twitter, Facebook, email, and occasionally on the phone with women I have met online.
She tweeted it as if she was Rumor Holmes, which she is not. If you want to totally geek out about Twitter hacking and how our awesome viewer, Sarah King, pulled it off, our amazing web producer, Will Femia, is explaining it all with pictures over at Mattoblog. So if you are into this stuff, you may want to check that out later. It is an elegant and easy solution that makes it seem quite obvious that this sort of thing could be done without too much technical know-how.
I've exchanged messages and photos of an explicit nature with about six women over the last 3 years. For the most part, these
people will die on the sword for their own. But, to her credit, a few years later, what does she do? She rips him up. She goes after him. And no, I'm sorry. I screwed this up. It's a bad thing. No, none of that. She just simply goes after him. Anyway, I don't know anybody who gives her credence for being real or true or anything else like that. She's great entertainment for some, just not for this some. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Remember what I said. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, engaging, being involved, all that good fun stuff. I'm watching some of the stuff going across Facebook on the President Trump pulling out of the Paris deal. And it seems, you know what, it is just hilarious that this isn't the first time. It's like a fourth time we've done something like this, and the libs are screaming how everything's going to come to an end. I really think that we should buy that what is that thing in Times Square where the sign keeps going, and we just list every time. Just keep putting up the ads every single time those yo-hos show up and they scream that, the world's coming to an end. It's all over. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And put down the dates. And then put down the dates of the temperatures that they said, like I said again, we were going to, do you realize that they had claimed we were going to lose almost two-thirds of the world's population because we would be in a famine, worldwide famine, because of climate change? Right? At first it was climate freezing and then climate warming and then now climate change because they can't get it right. We're supposed to have 30 feet of water in New York City. You won't be able to walk there, right? I mean, seriously. Now, let's talk about some more things that the news is ignoring. Things that we know are real, that we've always thought to be real. So, Ben Carson, a couple days back, actually about a week ago, week or plus, audited HUD. And he didn't do it to out anybody. He did it to find out what was going on, where the holes might be, where they can clean things up, that kind of stuff. And when he saw what was going on, now, remember, these are businessmen. So these aren't guys that walk in there with an attitude that, well, this is just how government works and that's it. They don't understand that. Just like Trump is having a hard time. He doesn't understand it. It doesn't care how government works. This is how it should work. And then, you know, when he talks about running government lean and mean, some of the people on the left go out of their minds. You can't run government lean and mean. It's going to be fat and heavy. Otherwise, you won't be able to get anything done. No, look at it. It's fat and heavy, and they still get nothing done. So the result of a new audit of last year's of President Barack Obama's term, 2015 and 2016, reveal evidence of major mismanagement of funds and wealth of errors. I mean, just a tonnage of errors at HUD. The total amount of errors corrected in HUD's notes, consolidated financial statements, were well over $500 billion. You with me? There were several other unsolved audit matters which restricted, restricted their ability to obtain sufficient appropriate evidence to express an opinion. These unresolved audit matters relate to the Office of General Counsel's refusal to sign the management representation letter, HUD's improper use of cumulative and first-in, first-out budgetary accounting, right, this is how they disperse community planning and development programs, the $4.2 billion in non-pooled loan assets from Ginny Mae's stand-alone financial statements that they said they could not audit due to inadequate support. So HUD was not helping them. The improper accounting for certain HUD assets and liabilities and five material differences between HUD's sub-ledger and general ledger accounts. It sounds like you're auditing the mafia here. Yeah, we got books. What books do you want? We got the books in the front drawer, we got the books in the back, and the books that Louis keeps in his car. Which ones do you want? That's what it sounds like. In accordance with the Chief Financial Officer's Act of 1990, as amended, we're required to annually audit the consolidated financial statements of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, also known as HUD. Now, they reissued its fiscal year 2016-15 consolidated financial statements because of all the errors that were originally caught on them. Think about that. He comes in, they start looking again. Now, the report presents our reissue independent auditor's report on HUD's fiscal year. And they just, come on, I want you to think about this. 500, let me see what the number is. $516 billion in errors. Not stolen or anything like that. That's not what they're alluding to. They went to the wrong place. Double payments. Items they really didn't need. Right? But we want the government. We want to give them more, well, not we, you and me, but the left wants to give more money, more responsibility, more of your tax dollars. Isn't that exciting? Anyway, a couple more crazies. Let's see. This one was kind of weird. The House overwhelmingly supports a bill subjecting teen sexters to 15 years in prison. You know, a lot of times they put these bills together, they don't think them through, and say what they might or might not do. Now, the bill was requested by the Department of Justice after a federal prosecutor bungled a child exploitation case. So apparently now teens who text each other explicit images could be subject to 15 years in federal prison under a new bill that just passed the House of Representatives. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. I love her. I you know what I would do? I would give $1,000 to her favorite charity, as long as it wasn't Planned Parenthood, to have a two-hour lunch with her. And she'd have to let me record it. Would that be a lot of fun or what? Can you imagine? While the bill is, where is it? Oh, yeah, right. Now, she, I don't know if you know it, but she's a ranking member of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime. And she's called the measure deadly and counterproductive. While the bill is well-intended, it's overbroad in scope and will punish the very people it indicates it is designed to protect, our children. Lee said during the House floor debate over the bill, the bill would also raise new constitutional concerns, always. I love these people. They haven't been able to find a constitution for 8 years. Somebody folded it up, put it in a drawer somewhere, and all of a sudden they tripped over it. Not only have they tripped over it, they can't get away from it all of a sudden. I'm not so sure they know how to spell it, but they sure throw it around a lot. She says it'll exasperate overwhelming concerns with the unfair and unjust mandatory minimum sentence that contributes to the overcriminalization of juveniles. No, what contributes to the overcriminalization of juveniles is juveniles doing more crime. That's how that works. She attributes it to why we have mass incarcerations. We have mass incarcerations because juveniles are committing more crimes. Introduced by Representative Mike Johnson out of Louisiana in March, the Protection Against Child Exploitation Act passed the House by overwhelming majority last week. Now, this is, again, there might be a problem with this bill. Now, the intent was well thought out. How do we protect these kids? Right? How do we stop them from being exploited? You know, they get those pictures out there, and the pictures run rampant. You want to be able to stop them. So only two Republicans, Representative Justin Amash of Michigan and Tom Massey of Kentucky, voted against the bill along with 53 Democrats. The bill prohibits some conduct that the Constitution does not allow Congress to regulate. The Representative Amash opposes the expansion of mandatory minimums and crimes that are already prosecuted at the state level, which I kind of agree with. I think the Fed should stay away from state issues. Now, most of the opposition centered on the bill's effective expansion of mandatory minimum prison sentences. One of the vocal critics, Representative Bob Scott out of Virginia, called the legislation particularly appalling because it would apply to people who think we should all agree should not be subject to long mandatory minimums. Teenagers who engage in consensual conduct and send photos of sexual nature to their friends or even each other. See, but it's not the intent of the law. It's not the spirit of the law. So hopefully they'll go back in and clean it up. So if a teenager attempts to obtain a photo of a sexually explicit conduct by requesting it from a teenage girlfriend, the judge must sentence that teenager to prison for at least 15 years for making such an attempt. If the teenager goads a friend to ask a teenager to take sexually explicit images of herself, just by asking, he could be guilty of conspiracy or attempt. And the judge should or must sentence that teenager. Well, if he's found guilty. But Johnson, a freshman congressman, and I love this. You don't see them write, and a vocal Hillary supporter. The article says that a vocal Trump supporter dismissed opponents' concerns that the measure would be used in ways it wasn't intended to be used. Now we're going to talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe, the senior host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi,
I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24-7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always love it when you hit a liberal with a fact, right? And, When you hit a liberal with a fact, they just don't know what to do with you, right? They don't know how to combat with it. I mean, really, most of the time, the look on their face is like they're going to look at you, but just, you're expecting them to look at you and just go, you're just stupid, right? I mean, that's kind of the feeling you get the way they're looking at you. Now, there's a couple of people I deal with that are not, like, crazy. And when I'm talking about what's going on, they'll always say that, well, I haven't heard that. I haven't heard that. I haven't heard her say that. And then you do things like I'm about to do now, send somebody a YouTube on the lies of Hillary Clinton in her own words. It's always fun to watch this. Because I don't know, is it that they don't understand how the interweb works? Do they not get that it's there forever? Which is why they could never get control of the interweb. Because Abraham Lincoln will definitely become a Democrat at that point in time. He'll switch parties. Guarantee it. But I always love this stuff. I mean, I always love the, what's the word I'm looking for here? Their perceived twisted truth. So anyhow, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Make sure you tell me what you like or don't like. And some of you call afterward. I mean, I get it. I mean, it's all cool and all that fun stuff, but make sure you tell me what the heck you're trying to say. I get calls from some of you guys, and you leave stuff on there, and I'm just thoroughly confused as to what you're trying to get across. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. All right. The House had put up a bill that supported mandatory 15 years for sexting or sexting pictures. Now, this is pretty much like any other bill. All right? And what's going to end up happening is you're going to have to go in there and clean it up and fix it. The thought process behind it, though, is to keep. Now, some of you guys with daughters. And don't say my daughter would never do it, because it's, whenever it happens, I love listening to Dad say, I never thought my daughter would do that. So just in case she might do it, would you want some protection to be able to tell that young man, you send that picture to one person from your cell phone, and I'm going to make sure you get prosecuted for the first 15 years, for the full 15 years? Wouldn't you like to be able to say that? I would. So, Representative Johnson, who's a freshman congressman who is a vocal Trump supporter, used a scripture. He says, in scripture, Romans 13 refers to the governing authorities as God's servants, agents of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. He said in his response on the floor. For one, we have a moral obligation. And I believe that. If we have a moral obligation, I always find this amazing. If we have a moral obligation to make sure the earth has clean air, clean water, that we don't have 30 feet of water in New York City, that the polar bears have a place to live, I mean, we have a moral obligation, according to the left, for all that stuff, Greenpeace and the rest of them, but we don't have a moral obligation to go out of our way, maybe even overboard at times, to protect our teens, to protect our young kids, or is that kind of like throw them to the wolves and see what happens? Survival. So for our teens, it's survival of the fittest for the globe. It's even if it's not real or true, we still have to spend money on trying to fix it. So Johnson has repeatedly claimed that his bill will close loopholes that allow child pornographers to go free. And he did point out a loophole case, but as most lefties say, well, that was the only one he talked to. Well, that was the only one he gave him time for, really. On overreaching federal prosecutors who bungled bringing a bad guy to justice, right? A 19-year-old Anthony Palomino Coronado was accused of molesting a 7-year-old neighbor repeatedly over the course of several months. The police discovered one photo of abuse that had been taken and subsequently deleted from Coronado's phone. Combined with the victim's testimony, the photo should have granted state police little trouble to try to prosecute him, especially for sexual abuse of a child. But federal prosecutors preempted such a prosecution by deciding instead to try Palomino / Coronado in federal court for producing child pornography. It was a bad call. You know, sometimes the feds just leave the locals alone. But again, I mean, look, I don't want to punish a teenager for making one stupid mistake. Right? Everybody else is doing it, making one stupid mistake. Maybe he talked to his girlfriend into sending him a picture of herself naked. And now he's got that on his phone. And maybe he's not showing it around to everybody. Maybe he's not sending it anywhere, but it's just for him. And he gets caught with that. It's child pornography. Now, for some of you, you're going, yeah, that's right. Child pornography didn't have it. Well, he's had her in some cases, right? He's seen her naked. Why is that not just as bad? So when you look at this stuff, when I look at them trying to protect this, I get they're trying to protect this. I'm not so sure they always do it the right way. I'm not so sure that they're always able to figure this out. But at least somebody's thinking about it. You know how many of these people aren't even thinking about this? I mean, seriously? Anyway. What else do we have here? Anything fun? CNN reporter who lost her mind. Well, that's really not new, right? That wouldn't be an exciting new story. There was a CNN reporter. She didn't know she was still on the air. And she actually admitted on the air that as the mic was hot, that Obama basically paid them to lie. And, you know, it's perfect coming from CNN because, you know, they always tell the truth over there, right? At least that's what you hear. And they're really good at blasting out the liberal nonsense. A report of one of its own journalists found that CNN also taking money from foreign countries. The CNN reporter who blew the lid off the issue was none other than Amber Lyon, formerly employed by the that's a great name for her, right? Employed by CNN and an award-winning reporter. Yesterday, Lyon blew the cover on the network's suspicious business practices. She claimed that CNN is paid by the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She went on to say that the network is a tool for the Obama administration to manipulate the information the American public is allowed to see. Now, we saw that. See, I would have discounted this. But we saw that in the DNC raid, in the release of the emails from the DNC server, right? We saw that basically they were approving, or the not just the DNC, but Hillary's crew was approving stories that would go out on mainstream media. They were getting permission to publish. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Mr. Trump buying a couple of papers up, just to let him buy the papers up and decide what story goes out and what don't? What do you think that would have gone? How crazy do you think that would have happened? But here they have control of the paper, and they don't even own them. They don't own controlling stock in them. Well, back that Lyon was interviewed by Joe Rogan and revealed some very shocking testimony concerning her reporting in the 2011 Arab Spring protests. Now, in Bahrain. Apparently, they were given money to go out there, right? And the United States government had been... She found out while she was there, the United States government had been supplying over $1 million. Oh, I'm sorry, $1 billion. What's a couple of hundred million? $1 billion worth in weaponry, including tear gas, to the oppressive Bahrain regime looking to suppress populist protesters in the country. Yeah, you say that. Now, she was threatened by the United States government while staying on a U.S. Navy base in Bahrain. She was told not to report the incident or face grave consequences. Instead, CNN told her to be quiet, not to report the Bahrain government's suppression of peaceful protests, but was forced to report complete lies. No, she wasn't forced. I would have come home, quit, gone to work for somebody else, and then put it out there. Now, the Guardian paper confirms much of Lyon's testimony, tells local news source that the CNN journalists themselves were victims of oppression from the Bahrain authorities. Oppression, no. Grow a spine. And don't allow yourself to be oppressed. How's that? The CNN crew itself was violently detained by regime agents, as they described it, after returning to the U.S. 20 heavily armed men whose faces were covered with black ski masks. Well, you are in a nation that's in an uproar. What did you expect? Tea and crumpets? Somebody's going to show up, tell you to sit down? They need to discuss a few things with you? Really? Now, the security forces seized the cameras, took their photos out of there, tore up their video footage, did all of that, and held them for 6 hours without food or water or anything else. And again, I say, you're over with the animals. What do you expect? I'm Joe Messina, your host for Sitting Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Have a great rest of the day. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Tell your friends about the show. God bless.